This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Today for another hour and another edition of Auto World. If I sound a little bit different than normal, having a little bit of trouble with some broadcast equipment on my end, but we've got lots to talk about in this hour of the broadcast. We're going to be joined by a really cool guy. He's a car guy. He's also the executive director of America's Car Museum, which is located in Washington State, but they're doing a drive to Detroit for the start of the North American International Auto Show, and it's got quite an interesting route, and I may get a chance to see him down in Florida as the route makes its way to Woodward Avenue in Detroit and the North American International Auto Show. I've been at the North American International Auto Show every year for the past 20 years, except for last year. And since, as you regular listeners know, I just had some heart valve surgery, I don't know if I'm going to make it this year, but we shall see. But one way or the other, we're going to bring this story to you. We may do a remote here in the Orlando greater area, but lots of fun is in store in this hour of the broadcast. Also coming up in the second hour, we're going to be joined by the CEO of a guy who is an expert, and he is the CEO of The Lube Page, and The Lube Page is just a great reference. He has more than 25 years worth of experience with lubrications, and he knows it all when it comes to oil. So we'll get our degree in oil coming up in hour number two. Telephone wise, you can get a hold of us at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via email, Bob at autoworldradio.com, Bob at Auto World Radio, or Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Well, I've always enjoyed all of my visits with our guests lining up to the microphone right now, whether it has been via the phone, whether it has been in the Big Apple at the New York International Auto Show, or any time I get the opportunity to speak with this gentleman. It's always a pleasure. He is the executive director of America's Car Museum. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the program David Madera. David, how you doing?
Bob, how are you?
Not too bad. As I was rambling on there, I had a little bit of heart surgery a few weeks back.
Yeah, I heard that.
But thank God, I'm coming along.
All right.
I guess it takes time. And
yeah.
It was a big operation,
Yeah, they rolled me in at 7 o'clock in the morning and didn't get me out of the operating room till 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh.
Yeah, so not...
That's tough stuff.
It is tough stuff. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm actually heading into semi-retirement.
Oh, good for
you. I'm changing it. Oh, what's that?
Good for you.
Yeah. We're doing some leadership changes in the trust with the idea of, long-term stability and not being dependent on one guy. And I've led the effort for over 15 years now. So we about a year ago we began some transition planning, and which is good. It's healthy. Healthy for all of us.
Absolutely. And the museum is so cool. This is located just outside of, it's actually in Tacoma, Washington. It opened up, I believe, back in 2012, and it's a four-story museum. So you've got a gigantic complex there.
Yeah, we do. It's the largest in North America. It's 165,000 square feet on 9 acres or so, and a nice big show field for all kinds of car occasions. And yeah, it's a pretty fun place.
And how is the admission going these days? How many visitors do you average in a year?
We're between 150 and 200,000. Visitors a year, so we're nothing like the Henry Ford. We're not on that route, but we are in terms of draw. We're pretty consistent among the top of the purely automotive museums, and it's been good.
That's great. And Dave, I was telling the listeners that 3 years ago you started something very cool. You call it the drive home. Tell our listeners all about it.
You know, Bob, you've always been good to us. I've always enjoyed our conversations too. One of the things you know about us is that we believe cars are meant to be driven, and we believe that the traditional, where cars are just become artifacts eventually. If no one relates to them, and if they're not driven, they'll just be an irrelevant cultural artifact over time. So as a museum, and now under the umbrella of our trust, along with our foundation and some other entities, we're focused on getting the cars out to be driven as they were meant to be, we try to give enthusiasts the opportunity to drive with the camaraderie of others. And from a larger perspective, we're trying to make sure that the driven automobile remains in public view, especially the vintage or the collectible car, remains in the public view so people are interested and are excited about it. So we began in partnership with the North American International Auto Show, something we called Drive Home, picking up on the fact that the spiritual home, if you will, for the automobile in America is Detroit. And America's Car Museum, which focuses not just on the American automobile, but on our experience with the automobile. It's a great partnership. So we took a Ford, a Chrysler, and a Chevy, and we drove across America in the dead of winter, 12 days, and we reached out to enthusiasts along the way, and we did events with them. And I'll never forget that first trip on a Sunday morning in January, cold as could be in Kansas City. There were over 200 cars that joined us, for breakfast.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so we repeated that the second year. We called it the Heritage Run, and we drove from Boston down the coast to New York and Philadelphia and D.C. and then swung up to Indianapolis to the Speedway and made our way back up to Detroit. And this year we're starting, as in Miami or Boca Raton. And we're going to head up to Orlando and up to...
Hold that thought, David. We'll be right back.
Okay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has offered everything automotive to car, truck, Jeep, and motorcycle enthusiasts, rebuilding, restoring, and maintaining their rides. In appreciation of Auto World bands around the country, J.C. Whitney is offering 20% off any purchase over $100. Use the code BOB20, BOB20, for any purchase over $100 through December 31st at jcwhitney.com today.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thanks for being here. David McGarry is with us, Executive Director of the LeMay America's Car Museum. It's a beautiful place up in Tacoma, Washington. And before that hard network break, David was telling us about the third rendition of this annual pilgrimage. This year it's called the Drive Home 3, Driving the Future. Love the logo with the park reverse Neufeld Drive that says the Drive Home. I think that is really cool. And as you
and then you come up my way through Orlando. And where else does the route go this year?
Yeah, there's going to be some great places. We start off at Monte Cristo, and then we go to the Ace Cafe in Orlando, and next big stop is Barber Automotive Park and Motorcycle Museum.
Oh, that's a great
one. Yeah, and then on up to Michelin headquarters and in Greenville.
Yeah.
And then Rick Hendricks and up in Charlotte. And then on over to through Nashville and on up to the Corvette National Museum in Kentucky.
Wonderful.
And then we'll start angling our way back up probably through the Cincinnati, Cleveland, that direction up into Detroit.
Wow, that what a great route. And with those stops along the way, I'm a big fan of the Corvette Museum, and the factory, of course, is located right across the street, and,
right.
and some of those other folks that you're touching, really hitting kind of on all different automotive aspects. What about the cars, David? How many are you, what are you going to be running this year?
I think we're up to 8 this year. We've traditionally done 3, but now we've invited others to join us. So we'll have a 69 Camaro, and there's a, I think, a 57 Chrysler 300 brought from a couple in Michigan who are on our board. Haggerty's putting in a car. I'm not sure what that one is yet. The Nicola Bulgari Center is joining in, and they're bringing a, they're bringing in a resto rod, which we want to, instead of just being traditional, we want to start showing the different aspects of fun. He's bringing a resto rod, and I'm blanking on it, Bob. Kettering University is going to partner with us out of Detroit this year, and they're bringing a 56 Cadillac. So let's see. I know I don't have them all there. They'll have to stay tuned. Go to our website at the museum, and they can also, people can Google the drive home, and they'll come up with the route and the cars, and all of those details are kind of falling into place as we go. The stops where, you know, we'll partner with Shell and do Cars and Coffee, or Chevy, there'll be a Chevy in there from Chevrolet, will be a surprise, and we're even trying, driving the future, we're trying to get an autonomous vehicle for the last 30 miles in. I'm not
Very
sure we're going to pull it off, but we're trying.
That's great. And, David, when you stop and think about it, you know, we sit today here in 2017 at a very unusual time in the automotive marketplace, a very unusual time in automotive history. You know, not since the turn of the 20th century have we seen so many different vehicles powered by different means. We got the hybrid vehicles, we got the electric vehicles, we've got diesel vehicles, we got gasoline engines putting out 700 horsepower, 800 horsepower, and still 100% street legal. It's the golden age as far as I'm concerned, if you're fortunate enough to have the means, or if you get really good credit. I'm always telling my listeners, you know, go out and get one of those hot cars, because they're not going to be around forever.
They won't. They should get a stick shift, because they'll be gone.
It's absolutely true. A lot of our listeners may be surprised. I mean, for example, Ferrari no longer offers any stick shift cars. Here in North America, Lamborghini has one of their models is available with a stick shift, but, I mean, those were the days of, you know, in the beginning, you couldn't get an automatic transmission, but even halo cars like the Porsche 911 Turbo S, you know, they can afford to put any kind of gearbox in there, but they purposely put in a PDK, which is an automated manual and a lot of them, you know, are predicting within 5 years that, you know, half of the cars on the road are going to be electric. The autonomous vehicles are moving at a much faster pace. But, you know, it's not that I long for the past. It's just I want to make sure that we preserve all the greatness we have now and move forward as well.
Well, I'm with you on that one, and I think that you know, there when we are all in pods, like on the Jetsons traveling around, there'll be people who still want to drive the automobile, especially on beautiful roads or in the wide open areas of the country. So, keeping that in the forefront, the cars that can be driven, and if you're going to drive, don't you want a stick shift on a road like that? Even if the PDK is quicker, you want the visceral experience with it. And so, you know, some of us have to keep that out there alive and relevant.
Absolutely. The folks at Car and Driver Magazine have had a campaign, and the good folks there, McKeel Haggerty and his crew, I know they've done some events where they bring out teenagers and teach them how to drive three pedals.
That's really cool.
Yep, definitely. So this is going to be very exciting. Wouldn't it be wonderful if I could see you in Orlando and then go up and do my usual event at the North American International Auto Show, and we can do another interview there, but one step at a time. Speaking of one step at a time, let's go back in time and talk a little bit about a gentleman named Harold LeMay.
Yeah. Harold was the one who, you know, began it all in the sense that he collected over 3,000 automobiles in his lifetime. And when he died, which is now, 17, 18 years ago, the family and people in the community really needed to, you know, they wanted to come together and figure out a way to save the bulk of that collection.
When we come back from this quick break, David, we'll talk about preserving the LeMay collection and expanding upon it, which you've done so, so well. This is Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thanks for joining me here on Auto World. We've got a great gentleman with us. He is the executive director of the LeMay Museum, America's Car Museum. David Madeira is with us, and we're talking about the Drive Home Volume 3, and that's going to be a really exciting event to follow on social media, and I'm sure you'll get an awful lot of press along the way as well. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about Harold LeMay, who is the gentleman that was the car collector that passed away about 18 years ago, and it took quite a while for the museum movement to get going, and I know you played such a crucial role, David. Tell everybody about that drive from a museum collection or just a private collection into a full-fledged museum.
Well, as you can imagine, if you had 3,000 automobiles, it's pretty hard to figure out what to do with them. So it was really fun and a privilege for me to have the opportunity to lead the effort to put together a board. Now, I mean, you have to really have a group of people who are committed to get something done, and launch that planning, and we literally traveled to museums and places of entertainment across America and in Europe to learn what to do and what not to do. Had to acquire the land, had to find the architect, had to raise the money, and all of that, as you said, did take a long time. The crash of the economy slowed us down for a few years in there, but we were able to make it through, and as we talked about earlier, built the largest automotive museum in North America. We called it the Drive for America's Car Museum, and America's Car Museum because of the American experience with the automobile. And we want to stress that it's about, you know, your listeners' experience, our experience with the car. It's not just about museums make the mistake of just focusing on themselves and or their collection. We bring in different collections all the time and change things up all the time. Try to have stories which the people who come can relate to, rather than being just about ourselves. And we think that makes a big difference.
It
David, and I know an awful lot of thought goes into these different exhibits. What's on the show floor right now?
There's a great station wagon exhibit on an area we have focused on Route 66 right now, and we rotate different. We will run through there. We'll do period convertibles. And right now it's period station wagons, all those kinds of, you know, different looks at that same experience. We just pulled down a big exhibit on exotics. Harold LeMay never owned a Ferrari or a Lamborghini or anything like that. But we just had all those kinds of cars and supercars in there. We change out exhibits on master collectors. Just are doing a retrospective right now on people who have been honored by having these important collections. So there are four or five individuals who we've brought cars from and put them in place right now. Trying to think. The Working Man exhibit, which is all about trucks. And we're in the process, excitingly, for people who want to come next spring and next summer, of doing a large area, I mean the length of a football field, devoted to propelling the future. And so it's all about alternative forms of energy and propelling the automobile, and a lot of hands-on stuff, particularly for school kids, to get in there and actually do and not just look. And that's going to be a really big deal that I think families are really going to appreciate.
Without question, that's going to be a wonderful exhibit. And speaking of families, in the background there was my 7-year-old daughter doing what she shouldn't do, but she was playing around with some microphones here in my humble home studio. But education is such a huge part of all the great work that you do at America's Car Museum. You have not only adult programs, but you also have youth and family programs and bring lots of kids in, which I think is wonderful.
We do, and we've really picked the pace up. We created something we call the RPM Foundation. Bob, it's Restoration, Preservation, and Mentorship. And we are now helping promote in high schools across America, connect young people to be aware that there are meaningful and rewarding careers in automotive restoration and preservation out there. And we're providing scholarships and internships and now full-time apprenticeships for graduates of programs like those at Penn Tech or McPherson, to help young people really get into the careers of restoration. Because as you know, the generation that built those cars, they're all dying off, and
yes,
that knowledge won't be transferred. So it's a real important role for us, and it's something we're very proud of.
David Madera is our very special guest, and we're telling you all about the upcoming drive home, starting in Florida and ending at Cobo Hall, right off Woodward Avenue, right on Woodward Avenue in Detroit, and we're going to be covering it here on Auto World along the way, and hopefully we can be at the start, and hopefully we can be at the finish, too. Let's touch on a couple of other things that you've got going on. You have an event called Driving the Blues Away. What's that all about?
One of the things that we really do like to do, Bob, is have fun. And if we're going to be successful at what we're doing, we can't simply focus on the enthusiasts. They're too small. It's too small a population. So we're trying to reach out to everyone. And with a variety of different kinds of events. You know, this one is just wintertime. It is, you know, at least in this part of the world and others, it's pretty bleak. And so those wintertime blues, and obviously we're a museum, so drive the blues away, is come on out to the museum and have fun. And what we do is we bring in a lot of bands, and it's just a night of music and food and beverages, and it's not costly. It's not some big high-end fundraiser. It's just a fun night to get people to come out and enjoy a museum and music. And cars and the automobile have a long relationship, so that's really all it's about, just having fun at a museum in the dead of winter.
And that's coming up on February 24th of 2018. And you're so right about this symmetry, this synchronicity between automobiles and music. I mean, not only are there umpteen different car songs, but umpteen different songs that have lyrics about cars. It's all about America's love affair with the automobile. And when I started this radio show in 1992, you know, that was my goal, to create a show that didn't give advice on how to repair cars, but to spread automotive passion and to spread America's love affair, because it truly has been a love affair. And I can tell you so many instances where folks will send me an email or a note, and they'll say, I wasn't a car person, but then I started listening to you, and now you've got me hooked. I didn't realize all the things. We'll take a quick pit stop.
Great goal, Bob.
Thank you, David. Hold on for one more quick one, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining me here today. We have a real treat. Didn't expect to keep him for the whole hour, but anytime I get the opportunity to chat with Dave Madera, the executive director of America's Car Museum, it is always just a wonderful experience. And we're telling you about the drive home. The third time it's been done, kicking off in Florida, ending up at Cobo Hall in beautiful downtown Detroit. And when I say beautiful, it is definitely a city on the rise. Let's talk about some of the other exhibits that you've got on display there. You've got something called Lucky's Garage. What's that all about?
Well, the it's about Harold. His nickname was Lucky. And he had a kind of a truck dealership that was called Lucky's. He had a towing service that was called Lucky's. And we thought that because, Bob, we, as you and I have talked before, we think that museums make a mistake when they just focus on their founder's collection all the time.
Yep.
And become inward-looking rather than reaching out in the manner we were talking about in the last segment. And so, as we, as America's Car Museum, even though we're founded around Harold LeMay's collection, we wanted to make sure that any visitor who came would always have an area where they would get a good introduction to Harold LeMay and how this all started. So while things change all around in this large museum, there's always this central area which is devoted to Harold and tells his story is in a good way and changes the cars in that area are always from his collection. And they may or may not be in other parts of the museum at any one time. So Lucky's Garage is always will be about Harold Lucky LeMay.
That's great. You've also got a British Invasion and that's no doubt a very cool collection. And you've got something devoted to motorsports, and it's called Legends of Motorsports, the NASCAR story. It looks like you've got at least one NASCAR vehicle there. How many do you have in total?
At any given time, today, I don't know, at any given time is between 10 and 12.
Wow.
There are a couple of cars right there now from Rick Hendrick's collection from Jimmy Johnson and trying to think who all, but Hendrick's well represented and Cale Yarborough and the Wood Brothers 14
sure.
years ago. There's cars in there from that collection. So kind of all eras of NASCAR, and they changed up. It's what we can get from different collectors at different times. So that one's always changing too. That motorsports area was one point was devoted to Indy initially, as course, the greatest race in the United States. And it'll change up probably in the next year. It'll probably move away from NASCAR and move into road racing. But that's in development now. So
very
I don't
good.
Know for sure.
There's another exhibit all about Route 66, Dream of the Mother Road, and that looks like a great one. And also you've got exotics at the America's Car Museum, Seductive Supercars. You can't help but fall in love with those, David.
No, even though little kids, they're just little kids come in and see that, and they're just spellbound. They can't believe what they're seeing. You know, it's just stunning to walk into a room the size of a football field and see Ferraris and Lamborghinis and Porsches and, you know, supercars in front of you all in one spot. And from different ages of those automobiles, old and new. It's pretty fun.
Absolutely. Before we run out of time, let's make sure and give out all the information folks are going to need to visit you. The museum hours and the any website, social media, or telephone information, feel free to take the time to do so.
Thanks, Bob, and thanks for always reaching out and catching people up on the museum. And the drive home is a big thing. They can go to the just search America's Car Museum. And all of this will pull up, or LeMay Museum, either one, and the websites will be there. Look for the drive home, and part of that, Bob, is people can see the stops all along the way and come out, bring your cars out. That's really what
yeah.
we want to push and have happen. It'd be fun if you could join us in Orlando and in Detroit, as you say, because that's what this whole thing is about. Let's get people to bring their cars out in the wintertime and show that cars are meant to be driven. So it's America's Car Museum or LeMay Museum. It's open virtually every day of the year except Christmas. And the hours are 10 to 5. But it's open, you know, 7 days a week. And the phone number is 253-779-8490. And thank you for always giving us the chance to do that.
Well, David, thank you for telling us all about the latest at America's Car Museum. And again, just all you do is log on here, and it just gets my engine revving, and I'm sure it will get your engine revving as well. A couple of other exhibits, alternative production, classics, and custom coachwork, master collectors, and then photography, which is an art in itself through the lens, cars defined by an American century. And I have so much respect for some of the gifted automotive photographers out there, David.
Oh, yeah. They're absolutely. You know, you think of Michael Furman, who's doing stunning portraits, if you will. And then you think of guys like, you know, who do so much in the automotive world, but it started as automotive photojournalists, guys like Bill Warner at Amelia Island.
Sure.
And the list can go on. But, yeah, they've done important work in capturing both the spirit and the history of particularly motorsports.
Well, David, thank you so much again. And again, we'll see what happens in the coming weeks, but definitely we'll meet up in Orlando, and I'm hoping I can meet you in Detroit as well and do my usual umpteen interviews there at the lobby right there inside Cobo.
Sounds good, Bob. I appreciate the opportunity. I wish you well and your recovery, and I look forward to seeing you before long down in Orlando. That'll be fun.
That will be real fun. David,
thanks so much.
Thank you so much. There he is, the executive director of America's Car Museum.org. That's all you have to check it out. America's Car Museum.org. It was originally the LeMay Collection, and LeMay Museum is another way you can find it. But this is truly one of the treasures we have here in North America. There are a handful of automotive museums that I think are in the realm of being great. And even though I have not had an opportunity to visit the LeMay Museum as of yet, this museum is right up near the top. And it would be cool to go up there someday and do a remote and report back right from the museum. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, we're going to open up the hood and invite a gentleman who has a lot of experience in oils. He's one of AMSOIL's leading distributors, not only here in the U.S., but also in Canada. He has more than 25 years of lubrication experience, and we're going to be talking about some specific aspects of oil. And over the last few weeks when he's been on, I certainly have learned a lot, and we're going to definitely be in tune to learn a lot coming up in the next hour of the program. A little later on, we'll be joined by some other fun stuff. And, of course, at any time, I want to remind you, because it takes money to put on a show like this, so I very much rely on my sponsors. And I've had J.C. Whitney for the past few years, and as a token of gratitude, they are rewarding you, the Auto World listener. You can go there, buy automotive, truck, or Jeep accessories or parts, and get 20% off. Just put Bob20 when it's time to check out. Bob20, just think about it. $80 for $100 worth of stuff. $160 for $200 worth of stuff. Check it out. This is Auto World.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.